discovering the meaning of suffering. Well, there are two major questions concerning this title. The first one is, has suffering a meaning? The second one is, what is suffering from a spiritual point of view? Now, regarding the first question, has suffering a meaning? When you are suffering, only you can decide whether your suffering has a meaning. You can never say for someone else, you are suffering because you have to learn this lesson, or you are suffering because this is your karma, you are suffering because this is a kind of punishment. You are never allowed to say this. Why? Because you can never understand the reasons of the other person's soul. You are a human being living here on earth. And you can never say why the other person has chosen a certain path that is not easy. Nevertheless, if the other person is ready for it, you can help him or her to discover the reasons for this suffering. And what is also important, just as you cannot say what the reason is for the other person's suffering, you should never deny the possibility that there is a reason. And this is very important. We see so much suffering in this world, and this can be so overwhelming that at some moments of despair we might think, there is no reason. This is all senseless. But when you do this, you take away the possibility that there is a reason for other persons. You take away hope that there is a way out, that eventually there is a reason. So, discovering the reason of suffering, you can only do this for yourself, and perhaps other people might aid you. And of course, you might help other people who are open for this possibility to help them discover their reasons. This is what I want to say about discovering the reasons for suffering, the meaning of suffering. Now, from a spiritual point of view, what is suffering? On the realm of the soul, in the realm of the soul, on the level of the soul, there is no suffering. What does this mean? That when you are suffering, you lost contact with the level of the soul. And basically, this is exactly what suffering is. A loss of contact with the soul. And if you want to put it very simply, suffering is the result of the soul trying to get in contact with you, and you rejecting it. This sounds very simple, but you should realize this when you think of the soul, the beauty of the world of the soul. And sometimes when you are in nature, you can sense the energies of a higher world, how everything is connected, free, filled with love and joy. This is the higher world, a world with beauty, truth, and love. And there is no suffering. This is the realm of the soul, and we cannot really imagine this world. But you know, when you're living in a material world, the world of mankind, the energies are quite different. And you are programmed with the energies of this world, with the ideas of this world. And when you identify yourself with the energies and the ideas of the world, of this world, and these are ideas of separations, the rat race of human society, the idea that you have to struggle. Now, you immediately sense that there is a conflict between the ideas of this world, the energies of human society, and the energy of the soul. And this conflict is the reason for pain and suffering. At first there is pain, but when you reject the energies of the soul, the world of the soul, the result is suffering. You hold on to the past, you hold on to ideas of this world, and then the pain gets bigger and bigger, and the result is suffering. Behind pain, there's always the soul. And when you reject the soul, there is suffering. So, discovering the reasons for suffering is the discovery of the soul. You might say you've dived so deep into the energies of this world that you lost contact with your soul. And this is suffering. And pain is the call of the soul. Come back, come back. And you reject it. And when you continue to reject it, the result is suffering. And the solution, the end of suffering, is to say yes to your soul. And why is this so hard? Because you have to let go of your personality, at least of many of the ideas of this world. Ideas that you consider to be self-evident. And this is not an easy thing to do. And because this is so hard, you suffer. So, this is basically what I have to say about suffering. Suffering here happens when you reject the energy, the reality of your soul, and this is the reality of who you really are. When you start to identify yourself with your earthly personality, you identify yourself with something that you are not. And this is a very stressful situation that leads sooner or later to pain. And when you refuse to let go of this personality, of the ideas accompanying this personality, the result is suffering. And I will now offer you a meditation that will perhaps help you to let go of your pain, to let go of your suffering. Thank you for listening to this introduction.